A change in Florida's election laws has created a whole lot of headaches for some election officials there. It all has to do with checking the signatures on mail-in ballots. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
Wendy Sartori Link has been the supervisor of elections in Palm Beach County for about 3 years. In that time, she's been hearing a lot from people who believe the lie that the 2020 election was stolen.
We get a lot of demands, including, ironically, today, that they want there to be a recount, or actually they want a new election for 2020 because they believe, and these are their words, that the election was stolen.
And that's affecting the work of running elections. Mark Early, president of the state's Association for Election Officials, says small groups of people are coordinating and requesting public records, meetings.
Demanding opportunities to challenge ballots and voters. And that's being incorporated into some statutes that we're now having to apply.
What Early is talking about is a little-known provision in Senate Bill 90, a voting bill passed in 2021 by Florida Republicans. This provision increases how much input the public can have when it comes to approving signatures on mail ballots. Most mail ballot signatures clearly match what's on file. When signatures aren't a close enough match, though, election staff try to get in touch with the voter to cure their ballot. And if that doesn't happen, Early says, those signatures go before a canvassing board.
And this is just the signatures that are debatable from our perspective as to whether they are valid or not.
And historically, this is when the public has been able to weigh in on whether a signature should be approved. Leslie Scott Jean-Bart, an attorney in Jacksonville, has been watching over canvassing boards in Duval County for years.
We will object if they discard a ballot that we think matches, and that just gives us a record. And we'll write down the number for what that was, and we'll write down the reason for the objection.
Very rarely does this affect what signatures get approved, but records are useful, Jean-Bart says, when elections are super close. But now, under this new law, Mark Early says supervisors of elections need to give the public the ability to weigh in earlier, basically at the beginning of the signature inspection process.
Now the requirement is for reasonable access to potentially look at a vast number of signatures that our staff has found absolutely no trouble with, and for outsiders to be able to lodge objections to even these really, really good quality signatures.
Under SB 90, candidates and political parties can appoint anyone they want to inspect voter signatures. There's no training requirement, and it's up to supervisors of elections in each of the 67 counties to set parameters on how that's going to work. And that takes time and money. In Palm Beach County, Wendy Sartori Link says a local group told her they were sending more than 100 people to inspect ballot signatures this month. So they bought a big tent and equipment.
We ramped up to accommodate that. Now, as it turns out, we've had many, many fewer than that.
As of last week, only 8 people signed up to look at signatures in Palm Beach County. Mark Early with the State Association of Supervisors of Elections says this is all part of a larger issue.
I absolutely believe this intent is being driven by the misperception out there that you can't trust anything anymore, even your eyes. That gets to be extremely disruptive for our ability to get our jobs done.
Early views Florida's primaries, which conclude today, as a trial run for this new process. He says the general election could be much more contentious. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.